The Left Case Against Open Borders, Liberal Author Pans Useful Idiots of Big Business, by Neil Munro on November 22, 2018. Progressives' enthusiastic support for mass immigration has converted them into useful idiots for the nation's business elites, says a left-wing writer. Irish author Angela Nagle writes, "Today's well-intentioned activists have become the useful idiots of big business. With their adoption of open borders advocacy, and a fierce moral absolutism that regards any limit to migration as an unspeakable evil, any criticism of the exploitative system of mass migration is effectively dismissed as blasphemy. Even solidly leftist politicians, like Bernie Sanders in the United States and Jeremy Corbyn in the United Kingdom, are accused of nativism by critics if they recognize the legitimacy of borders or migration restriction at any point. This open borders radicalism ultimately benefits the elites within the most powerful countries in the world, further disempowers organized labor, robs the developing world of desperately needed professionals, and turns workers against workers." Nagle also argues that mass immigration operates extracts human talent from developing societies for the benefit of wealthy, comfortable U.S. elites. Advocates of open borders often overlook the costs of mass migration for developing countries. Indeed, globalization often creates a vicious cycle. Liberalized trade policies destroy a region's economy, which in turn leads to mass emigration from that area, further eroding the potential of the origin country while depressing wages for the lowest paid workers in the destination country. One of the major causes of labor migration from Mexico to the United States has been the economic and social devastation caused by the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. NAFTA forced Mexican farmers to compete with U.S. agriculture, with disastrous consequences for Mexico. Mexican imports doubled, and Mexico lost thousands of pig farms and corn growers to U.S. competition. When coffee prices fell below the cost of production, NAFTA prohibited state intervention to keep growers afloat. Additionally, U.S. companies were allowed to buy infrastructure in Mexico, including, for example, the country's main north-south rail line. The railroad then discontinued passenger service, resulting in the decimation of the rail workforce after a wildcat strike was crushed. By 2002, Mexican wages had dropped by 22%. Even though worker productivity increased by 45.7% in regions like Oaxaca, emigration devastated local economies and communities, as men emigrated to work in America's farm labor force and slaughterhouses, leaving behind women, children, and the elderly. The immigration expansionists have two key weapons. One is the big business and financial interests all working on their side. But an equally powerful weapon, wielded more expertly by the left-leaning immigration expansionists, is moral blackmail and public shame. People are right to see the mistreatment of migrants as morally wrong. Many people are concerned about the growth of racism and callousness toward minorities that often accompanies anti-immigration sentiment. But the open borders position does not even live up to its own professed moral code. The tacit alliance of the wealthy against the middle prompts some invective by the Irish author. In the wealthiest nations, open borders advocacy seems to function as a fanatical cult among true believers. A product of big business and free market lobbying is carried along by a larger group of the urban creative, tech, media, and knowledge economy class, who are serving their own objective class interests by keeping their transient lifestyles cheap and their careers intact as they parrot the institutional ideology of their industries. The truth is that mass migration is a tragedy, and upper-middle-class moralizing about it is a farce. Perhaps the ultra-wealthy can afford to live in the borderless world they aggressively advocate for. But most people need, and want, a coherent, sovereign political body to defend their rights as citizens. Read it all here. The establishment's economic policy of using migration to boost economic growth shifts wealth from young people towards older people by flooding the market with cheap white-collar and blue-collar foreign labor. That flood of outside labor spikes profits and Wall Street values by cutting salaries for manual and skilled labor offered by blue-collar and white-collar employees. The policy also drives up real estate prices, widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, hurts kids' schools and college education, pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and sidelines at least 5 million marginalized Americans and their families, including many who are now struggling with opioid addictions. Immigration also pulls investment and wealth away from heartland states because coastal investors can more easily hire and supervise the large immigrant populations living in the coastal states.